Did you at least watch that hockey game last night, Harold?
Sure did.
Was that any good for hockey or what?
Well, I thought it was marvelous as far as Canada was concerned. Anything that could happen was disastrous to the Russians. It wasn't disastrous enough as far as I was concerned. I would like to see them get really kicked out of them well, physically and mentally and every other way. I haven't any use for them or the country or the people that live there.
Harold, there are people in this country.
Listen, don't give me that about crying down the sleeve about the Russians. I was terribly disappointed in the people in Russia clapping for in Hamelin clapping for them when they introduced them. There wasn't a boo in the crowd. Don't tell me we're weakening on the Russians because we regret the day that you do it.
Harold, can we talk about hockey and not politics?
Well, you started off. You started telling me about them.
I'm talking about the hockey game, the greatest hockey game.
Listen, all right, let's get it off past. I thought it was a great thing for Canada, a great thing for the players, and it was marvelously well done. I think that the National Hockey League did a great job in letting the players play for them.
Is that
all right?
Is there nothing in your hockey sense, though, and in your hockey soul?
Any hockey sense, according to you people.
I just wonder if there's nothing in your hockey sense that even a twinge of wanting that in your building, wanting that in the city of
Toronto. You don't want to run it in here for. I don't want them in. I don't have them in here for anything. I don't need them to come in here and make money for the buy lead to come back and shoot us.
What was the best part of the game, in your opinion?
The score. You finished?
Yeah, I think I am finished.
Okay.